Great. Wonderful.
How's it feel to be out there?
Trying to be a good teammate, do my job, be a good player. I'm trying to be a good teammate, do my job, work hard.
How are you being a good teammate?
Come out every day working, doing my job, learning the playbook, and work hard.
How about only rookies? I'm joking.
Now I'm ready. What's up?
How are you liking it here?
I love it. This weather a lot better than Houston weather. I don't know how it's going to be when we get back, but right now I'm enjoying this weather. It's different. Been away from home, different, so it's going good right now.
What's it mean to you to see 99 out there with you?
Oh, it's great, man. He a big role. He played a big role to this team. He's a great leader to our team, and for him to be out there, we need him. We need all the guys, health, everybody we can have, because the season long, you need everybody to be healthy and ready to go. But having him back is great.
How's he rub off on you personally?
I think he rub off on just about everybody. Being out there, he just is an energy guy. He brings a lot of energy to the defense, to the team, not only on offense, not only defense, but to the offense, too. Just him being out there, they can make the other guys work hard, he's going against, and he's a high-energy guy.
JD, I'm sorry, I was outside. Sorry, yeah. Brendan. Just the trash talk between the offense and the defense?
Oh, that's going to happen. That's going to happen. It's important every day. We do it every day. I think it brings the best out of everybody to help trash, and it make time go by fast. So coming out here working, talking trash to them guys is fun.
Doesn't look like he gives an inch
on that. Is that? He know that guy just talk. For somebody don't hit nobody, do a lot of talking, huh? And don't get hit. So, but Hop going to do his thing. We just having fun talking junk to each other. That's great.
Earlier, you stretching or are you dancing? Is it a dance?
I think I was doing a little both. It's like a dance stressful thing I do. But it's working, man. I'm getting loose, coming out here, giving all I got every day, working hard.
Best
what? Dancer?
Dancer.
Oh, I got some pretty good guys out there today. I might be bottom five. Probably bottom five on the team, but I ain't a good dancer. But I do my thing every now and then. I'm a shower guy. The shower, singing, dancing guy. That's me. I ain't going to be seen.
What were your goals
this offseason? Just really coming in. I really trying to stay healthy. I had a little banged up injury last year. Just really get healthy and work on my hands a lot better than I did this past season. And, just coming out healthier than I did, really. Just come back a lot healthier than I did the year before. And I think I did that, and I'm feeling better this year.
What did you do then?
I just had a lot of stuff going on during that season last year. It was a great season for me, but I was a little banged up, and coming into this season, I was a little banged up. But I just pushed through it and made it through that last season. This season, I ain't come in banged up this year. It's injury. I just came in healthy, and it's kind of helped.
Defense
was up. Sir, ma'am?
Like resting?
Going to see people, just taking care of my body.
Defense was outstanding last year. Everybody knows that.
We're trying to do it again.
JJ's coming back. You got Vrabel out there. What have you noticed with Vrabel's leadership out there as a DC?
I think Ray been a leader since he got here, not just being a D coordinator, just a linebacker coach. He always been that guy to bring a lot of energy to the team. And just having his D coordinator, now he's going to push everybody. And he a high-energy guy. And we need that every day because some days you come out here and don't want to do nothing. But you got a guy like that who always up here, you're going to bring yourself up there with him. Just being around him. So he ain't gonna never let you play down here. Every day he'd be like, you gotta bring it. And I was just like, one of them days. So, I love it. I like him being our D coordinator.
Jimmy, at that charity event, Boys and Girls Club, a while back, you talked about.
You seen my moves there, Dan, didn't you?
Yeah, you're right.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I got some
moves. You wanna show them again?
I can't do it right now. I'm a little banged. I'm a little sore.
Okay. Well, you talked about how special it is to be on the field with JJ.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Like I said, man, with him out there, it's always gonna be a good. For not just me, for everybody around him, for the defense itself as a whole. He's a great player, man. He's going to be noticed. Other teams going to have to game plan for him. And we knowing that will help us a lot. So we got a lot of good guys across the front. And with him out there, just make it a lot easier for everybody to make a lot of plays.
But you talked about the fact that you guys have not been able to play much together.
No, we haven't since we've been here. Either I'm injured, he's healthy, or he's injured, and I'm healthy, or we both not on the same at the same time. But hopefully we can get that done this year, come out here and give the people what they want, come out here and play hard. And we make a lot of plays up front. That's our goal. And we come out here and work every day to get to that goal. So trying to do that.
What do you think of
Menard's
hair?
What you think of him? He's just
you.
A different guy, man. He's different, man.
He says you'll take some shots at him.
I don't know about that hairdo. But I don't know what to say about it. I've been telling him to cut it a long time ago. That guy's different.
All right, thanks, Dave.
Okay.